Good morning. Bomb squad officers in Madrid carried out a controlled explosion after a practice hand grenade was thrown over the wall of a centre for unaccompanied foreign children in the northeast of the capital. A spokesman at the Madrid headquarters of the National Police said the grenade, which carried a small amount of explosive charge, had been thrown over the wall of the reception centre yesterday morning. There were no reported injuries. The reception centre recently made headlines after it was singled out by Santiago Abascal, the leader of the far-right party Vox. Mr. Abascal, who lives nearby, said the centre and its residents, many of whom are from North and Sub-Saharan Africa, had left many local people feeling unsafe. The government will introduce a climate change bill to oblige all towns with over 50,000 inhabitants to introduce low-emission zones once it returns to power, so a minister said yesterday. Speaking at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Madrid, Acting Minister for Ecological Transition, Teresa Ribera, said it was not enough to simply settle for being better than the most polluted cities in the world. Her comments followed an appeal from a delegation of leaders from the main environmental pressure groups in Spain, including the Friends of the Earth, Greenpeace and Ecologists in Action, which on Tuesday said a climate change law had to be the first priority once Spain had a fully working government. Meanwhile, social justice and environmental activists say they want to rally in Madrid to cap a year of marches demanding those in power take greater and fairer action against global warming. At least 100,000 people are expected to join tomorrow evening's demonstrations. Mallorca has been hit by severe weather, bringing many regions to a standstill. Overflowing streams, roads cut by floods and power outages are just some of the collateral damage that has been caused by the storms which swept across the island in the last 24 hours. Rainfall was reported to be extremely high. According to local police, the worst affected area so far is Sóller, where rising seas have flooded the municipality's streets, with many shops suffering from damage. And air passengers and Eurostar travellers are being told that they could face disruption for the next 5 days due to nationwide strikes in France. Workers in most sectors in France planned a walkout last night in protest at President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the retirement system. Transport routes are expected to be hit. Eurostar released a statement saying the strike action will impact the usual timetable and they will now run a reduced timetable until the 10th of December. Meanwhile, Gatwick Airport tweeted industrial action in France may impact some flights. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.